From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Republican State Senator Jake Anderegg is sponsoring a more than $35 million bill to address the state's lack of affordable housing. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
If the bill passes, $15 million would be used as rental assistance and $20 million would go to help private developers finance the construction of new affordable units. Anderegg says the bill would lead to the construction of about 5,000 units over the next 2 years. The Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute estimates there's a roughly 50,000 unit shortage statewide.
It's a supply side aspect of what we're trying to do in the marketplace. I'm a conservative Republican. The government's not going to solve this issue, but we certainly are a partner and play a role.
Republican Representative Steve Handy voted against the bill in committee in November. He says he wanted more specifics on the funding mechanism.
It's a chunk of change, and we want to be very strategic in the placement of these funds and to ensure that they're going to do the most good.
Anderegg says it'll be challenging to convince the legislature to approve such a large amount of money, but he's hoping they'll come close. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Today, Zions Bank released a national economic outlook for 2020. Some key takeaways are that U.S. unemployment is at a five-decade low, and Utah has the second lowest unemployment rate in the country. All Utah industries saw economic growth from 2018 to 2019, and Utah has the third lowest poverty rate in the country. Zions Bank Public Policy Officer Robert Spendlove says that while it appears the U.S. economy is still growing, it's also clear that it's beginning to slow down.
We are in the late stages of our economic cycle. Now, the question is, are we at the very late stages or just the later stages?
Spendlove says keeping up the national GDP relies on business and consumer spending. According to a campaign release, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox reportedly raised nearly $1.2 million in 2019 for his campaign for governor. He'll start the new year with $850,000. Around $157,000 of that money is from Cox himself, with the rest coming from about 1,500 unique donors. The Cox campaign also reported having more donors than any other candidate and claimed there were more than 1,000 donors ahead of the closest candidate for tonight's filing deadline. A federal appeals court ruled yesterday that the Uinta Valley Shoshone tribe illegally sold hunting and fishing licenses to its members, but refused to issue a permanent injunction. The tribe sold the licenses online in 2016 and 2017, prompting the federal government to sue it for wire fraud. A district court ruled the tribe does not have the authority to issue the licenses because it's not federally recognized, but determined the tribe did not commit wire fraud. The Uinta Valley Shoshone tribe was formed in the 1950s after the federal government removed mixed-blood Utes from the rolls of the federally recognized tribe. Hunting and fishing rights were retained by those members removed from the tribe, but were ruled to be non-transferable by the courts in 1985. Rare salt formations are being documented for the first time on the shores of the Great Salt Lake, and they could yield insights about salt structures found on Mars before they disappear. They're showing up now in part because water levels have been lowered by drought and water diversion, exposing more shoreline. That leaves more places where water can bubble up to the surface from warm, sulfate-rich springs. A mineral separates out when the water hits the cold winter air, eventually forming into crystal spires and terraces. The structures are expected to dissolve as the weather warms up. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.